Been a while, Brad. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, we're going good. I don't think we've spoken to you since the games, and that was certainly a very successful. We had a great chat with Brian Gorgian yesterday. How classy is he, Brad?
Oh, Gorge is a great man. I was lucky enough to be beside him with two championships when I was an assistant coach for him in the Kings in 03, 04, 05, 06. He's a great man, and what a great coach. And that Burma's, my God, we still gives me, raises hairs on the back of my neck. I tell you, when that we talk about that one, hasn't Paddy Mills carried that form over?
Oh, hasn't he, Watt? But let's face it, the big story at the moment in Australia, in basketball really, is Ben Simmons. What's been your take on the whole saga?
Look, it's, I mean, what I'm going to say, I guess I'll set it up by saying, look, I did play with his father, Dave Simmons, great man and you know, a great family. I actually just cannot believe how it's being handled by Philadelphia. I'm sure there's things there you say, look, could Ben handle it better? Should he do this and should he do that? But here's a guy that on game 7 many months ago didn't go up for a dunk or whatever it was and literally being blamed, the way I see it, for losing that series. That game was not won and lost right there and then. They shouldn't have been in that position. And you've got a two-time All-Star that's an NBL All-Defensive Team. And I think the way he's been treated is very dismal. He is a superstar of the NBA. People talk he can't shoot threes and he can't do this and he can't do that. Yet, what about the things that he can do? And you don't make an All-Star team and you don't make the best defensive team if you can't play. And I think it's a really bad move because I think they'll regret it immensely. And whoever gets him, I think he's in for one hell of a ride because he's an amazing player. I think Philly threw him out under the bus. You could argue whether he's handled it well or not, but he should be playing and he is too good. And now to throw him out of a training and suspend him for one game, oh, this is just becoming ridiculous.
Well, Brad, can I ask you this? Because I reckon his reputation in Australia is not great because of the perception and what he's doing. In America, how is it perceived? And has he lost any value? We know that they can't get a trade done at the moment because they're asking too much, Philly. But but where does he stand in terms of, is this just common practice over there? Or are teams sitting back thinking, oh, this guy mightn't fit in now with what we're all about?
Yeah, look, I mean, now, and anything I say is here is a personal opinion of mine. The Australian way is not, you know, give up. That's the way, mate. Just, you know, sulk and sulk in the corner. And that's, I guess, what it looks like a little bit. But in America, that seems to be the way. And we saw that with Anthony Davis when it was happening with his last team before he went to the Lakers. And he was happy to sit out and do this and do that. And you look at James Harden with the way it happened in Houston and things like that. And John Wall's done things. And, you know, you see a lot of players that do this. It just seems to be the way it is. Now, we're talking billions of dollars in this sport. We're not in that environment. We're not in that thing. So, you know, for us and, you know, basketball and rugby league in Australia, you know, it's sort of like, mate, get up, play. You know, you're letting your teammates, mate. You don't do that. And, you know, the Boomers and you look at Paddy Mills and all these things. I don't think there's a right or there's a wrong. I just feel in this instance, would I handle it different? Absolutely. Would a lot of people listening handle it different? Absolutely. You show up the training, you show your stuff. But we don't know what's going on behind those scenes. And look, if I was Ben Simmons, I would have been upset the way I was handled after that Philadelphia game, thrown under a bus to say, right, you literally lost us that. There's a lot of stuff that goes on that season before that can happen. Should he have handled dinner better, in my opinion? Yeah, absolutely. But it just seems like that's the way you got to do it over there. And I look at Houston with James Harden last year. That guy came back how overweight. And it just seems to be a little bit more exposed with a Ben Simmons. And he's a very quiet guy. And look, how many times have people argued with a coach at training and now he got thrown out and suspended one game? There's a lot more at play here.
Where do you think it'll all land? He has to be traded, doesn't he? But
You can't. It can't not be traded. Like, there's no way. And it will happen. Philly are doing their best. It's very early in the season. That's why they don't care. They're just going to hang out as long as they can to get what they want.
Let's talk about Paddy Mills. What a performer. And Middo and I spoke about it yesterday, Brad. I don't think there's a more popular sportsman here in Australia at the moment than Paddy Mills.
Unbelievable, isn't it? This guy just gets better and better, and he's a steal. I think he's on like $8 million or something for Brooklyn. Now, for us, that's, you know, unbelievable, but for him, that's less money than what he was getting in San Antonio. What a player, and now with the Kyrie Irving thing going on in the background, whether he will or won't play and everything like that, what a great pickup. But to come out, and I just love hearing the American commentators, that's that Aussie, you know, with an H-O-S-S-I, I think. Like that Aussie, he's doing what he did at the Olympics. But just what an ambassador for our sport, and what a player. He just looks so comfortable out there. He's got Durant around him, which you can see loves playing with him. You can really see that. What a great pickup and what a great player.
Josh Giddey certainly made an impression in his NBA debut. My concern for him, he's playing on a pretty poor team.
Yeah, look, there's positives and negatives to that. So what it does mean is he'll play a lot of minutes. So I really think he's been a dynamite for him, you know, like really closely at 10 assists, I think it was yesterday. And he looks so comfortable out there. He's got a very, very long career ahead of him. Looks so comfortable. Love watching him play.
Disappointing news for Aaron Baines. He injured his neck over there in the Olympics, Brad, and now he's sitting out the whole season.
Yeah, that doesn't look good at all. And, you know, for a big man, that's not great at all. So sitting out the season, I mean, look, he's had a stellar career, won a championship with Paddy Mills in San Antonio, played many games. But I think that's a real shame. And, look, I hope he gets back there. And if he doesn't, well, let's hope we see him in Australia playing here, because, you know, another one is Dante Exum as well. You know, what a shame. And he's got cut from Houston, and there's talk he may come and play for Australia, but I think he'll hold out a little bit and see. Play in Australia, I should say. I think he'll hold out a little bit and see if he can get a deal in the NBA. But I just wish someone would give him a chance. He was unbelievable in the Olympics.
What are your fearless predictions for the NBA season, Brad? Who wins the East and who wins the West? And I've got to say, I'm dead set against the Lakers. They're older than us.
Mate, just keep your email open. You may get a call up, okay? Because if they get a few injuries. Look, I think in the East, you just can't go past Brooklyn. I even think without Kyrie, there's still a chance to, you know, or still a good chance to be able to do that. But so much happened since then. I mean, look, Philly, look at the way they look. But all it could take is for them to do, you know, a trade with someone. I mean, and then bang, they go there. I can't see Brooklyn not coming out of the East, but that's going to be unbelievable against Milwaukee if that goes down, because that's my prediction to be the finals in the East. Look, with the West, if the Lakers stay healthy, the championship's theirs. Westbrook looks like a deer in a headlights at the moment. He has no idea what's going on out there, and that's not unusual for a superstar. If he can get that fit, I think they'll be brilliant. The biggest thing for them is they don't have a lot of outside shooting. And then I think Phoenix will be there. Utah will be there again. And the Clips, I'm interested to see them, but I'm going against it. I'm saying the Lakers to come out of the West.
There you go. And, well, as far as the NBL season's concerned, it looks like it'll pay off just them putting the season back a bit.
Yeah, look, again, the NBL have just been superstars. The way they've handled everything these last 2 years, it's been a revolving schedule. I think what they've done, December 3 tip-off, which is going to be down in Tasmania against Adelaide, which is great for the new team that are coming in, the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. It's going to be a fantastic season. Can't wait. The Kings have retooled. They've got new coaches, a new coach again. And they've got a great little point guard coming in as well. So really looking forward to that, watching it. Great season coming up.
I'm always fascinated with new franchises coming into any competition, Brad. But have they recruited well, the Jack Jumpers?
Yeah, look, they've recruited real well, but not enough to win it, in my opinion. I think they'll be solid. They've got great players. They've got good team players. You'll have to play every night to beat them. But right now, with what they've tooled up with and what everyone else has, I can't see them making the four, but they'll be fun to watch.
Great to have you back on the show, Brad.
Oh, go those Kings. We're back, boys.